The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
Where is the week going? It's already Thursday, and it's time for the Thursday edition of the Daily 10. I'm Matt, here to take you on this 10-minute sports journey of ours together, where we will get to a Braves weird sort of doubleheader thing that happened yesterday at Truist Park, and an opportunity, a big opportunity for the Braves to talk about. SEC Media Day's winding up, and it gave us one major story that we have to discuss, and a bummer of an injury for the Hawks we'll get to in a moment. We're all brought to you by The Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. Go see my friends over at The Daily Draft, Sean Daly and his great crew. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. If you have not experienced The Daily Draft and you're used to the old sports bar experience, you got to turn your mind off to that and get ready for the ultimate sports bar experience that offers wall-to-wall flat screens, a self-serve tap everywhere you look, craft bar, chef-inspired menu, beautiful patio, billiards, darts, you name it, a walk-up window to order drinks. You're going to love it. And if you mention this podcast, The Daily 10, they're going to take 10% off your lunch order anytime at The Daily Draft. I will also remind you, New Realm fans, all this month, The Daily Draft has got a great deal. With every New Realm Brewing Company purchase, whether it's a flight or a pint, a percentage of that will go directly to Camp Twin Lakes. Happens all month long, so let's raise our pints for a great cause at The Daily Draft. And let's get to the business of the day. We start with the Braves, and I told you it was kind of a weird doubleheader. Braves lost game one yesterday to the Padres 3-2. Again, they fell down early. And when you fall down early in these seven-inning doubleheaders, man, the pressure mounts. I'd love to see the numbers on the teams that score first in these seven-inning games because, again, I mean, you look up, you're already in the middle innings, and now you're setting up your bullpen with your better relievers, and before you know it, the game gets away. So the Braves dropped that game 3-2. Last night, they were down 5-0 very quickly because Bryce Wilson struggled again, dug the Braves a hole. He only went two innings, four hits, five runs. He walked four, struck out two. But give the Braves credit, they fought back. A four-run second inning, made it 5-4, and that's where it stayed until the fifth when the game was suspended. No word yet on when it will be completed or where. The reason I say where, I guess it could happen when the Braves play in San Diego September 24th through the 26th. So that's a possibility instead of having the Padres come all the way back to Atlanta. I know the Braves have a couple of days off in August, but I would think that would make the most sense just to complete that game before that three-gamer out at Petco Park. Tonight, the Braves begin this four-game series with the Phillies, part of a nine-game road trip that starts with four in Philadelphia at Citizens Bank and then five at New York. Now, tonight, Charlie Morton gets the ball against Matt Moore. Braves begin this series once again 4.5 games behind the Mets in the East. They're also a game behind the Phillies. This is yet again another big opportunity for the Braves to face the two teams directly ahead of them in the standings. This nine-game road trip, which, again, we've said this dozens of times, this will, you know, mean so much, and this could affect what happens at the deadline. If you go 6-3, it's a whole new world. Maybe you're at the top of the division or creeping very close up on the Mets by the end of the trip. If you go 7-2, maybe you are in first place. The other end of it is if you go 4-5, or gosh forbid 3-6, things could get away from you, and all of a sudden this manageable 4.5-game deficit becomes 6-7, and at that point, probably too much to overcome. So we'll see what happens. Game one of the four-game series with the Phillies tonight in Citizens Bank. Charlie Morton gets the ball for the Braves against Matt Moore at 7:20. We're all brought to you by the good folks at United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. I want to thank those great folks for supporting us, and I hope you guys will support these local companies that are a part of this podcast and a part of our community. Jeff and Rachel Terry own United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. They're also the great folks who own Peachtree Tents and Events. So United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing will come out to your home the way they did with me and pressure wash my deck, my fence, and my driveway. And right now they'll take 10% off any pressure wash or soft wash job. If you need your home soft washed to bring back the life and the, you know, the spunk and the spirit to that most important investment, they will do any of those jobs at 10% off if you mention promo code Matt Lanna. Again, promo code is Matt Lanna. They'll take 10% off. Go to unitedbincleaning.com, or you can call Jeff Terry. He's the owner of United Bin Cleaning. Call him directly at 404-889-3355. That's 404-889-3355. You need the pressure washing done, you might as well get the discount. So it's the final day of SEC Media Days in Hoover. It's not exactly the best of schedules as far as coaches and players. Missouri head coach Eli Drinkwitz will meet with the media today. Arkansas head coach Sam Pittman and the new Auburn head coach Brian Harsin. The big story that came out yesterday at SEC Media Days was the wonderful juicy rumor that Texas and Oklahoma, they want to join the SEC. The Houston Chronicle first reported the story that Texas and Oklahoma have reached out to the SEC about joining the conference. Now, the reactions to this were priceless. Texas A&M was not happy about the story for obvious reasons. They want to be the only team in the state of Texas with footing in the SEC. That's why they left the Big 12. But this isn't about A&M. Frankly, it's not about anybody in the conference, because I'm sure this will bother some coaches because their jobs will get much more difficult if you bring in two really good programs. Oklahoma has been great. Texas has been just kind of okay, but the potential to be great. I'm sure the fans, well, they should love it. There is a portion of fans in all conferences that are like, well, this is going to make things harder on my team. Even though the games would be intriguing, they don't want that. Let's be clear, though. This isn't about the games. This is about the dollars. It's always about the dollars. Sports only adds things for the money, whether it's more to the schedule, more to the playoffs, in this case, more to the conference. Nothing else matters. Competitive balance has never mattered. In this case, academics and college sports has never mattered. History, none of it. It doesn't matter. You got to get out of your feelings on this stuff. This is all about adding millions and millions of more dollars with two premium programs like Oklahoma and Texas coming in, and that's what would happen. But there is a benefit on the field. Like, I would love this. If you're looking at a local angle of this, Georgia playing Texas or Oklahoma on the regular, that's wonderful. I don't know how the conference alignment would go. Who would you add to the East or West? But the East all of a sudden would get much sexier. If you're talking about Georgia and Oklahoma together, or even Georgia and Texas. In the West, adding to Auburn and Alabama and LSU, if you threw in one of the other teams, like in Oklahoma or Texas, wow, that would get good. But what's not to love about Alabama playing Oklahoma semi-regularly, or Florida playing the Sooners, LSU, Texas more regularly, Texas against Texas A&M, all of that's great. And I know coaches, again, their jobs get tougher, and some fans who are scared of those challenges won't like it, but it's great for college football, and more importantly, all they care about is the dollars. So yesterday in Hoover, it was Nick Saban and Alabama Day, as Alabama made the rounds. Gave some numbers yesterday on the radio, and I wanted to share this with the podcast audience just to kind of remind everybody. When you talk about Nick Saban, we're talking about the GOAT. We already know that, but the numbers are just mind-boggling. Nick Saban now in his 15 years at Alabama is 170-23. Again, let me repeat, 170 wins, only 23 losses. That's an .881 winning percentage, which is, that's like video game stuff. If I just wanted to focus on the last decade of Alabama football with Nick Saban, let's go back to 2011. Feels like a good sample size. Bama's 127-12 over the last decade. And in the SEC, they're 75-8. That's just filthy. You're talking about a .913 winning percentage overall and a .903 winning percentage in conference play. We know this, the GOAT is not going anywhere anytime soon after signing that extension that will theoretically keep him in Tuscaloosa until 2028. All right, one more story I wanted to touch on, and this is some bad news that I know Hawks fans who have been sort of still riding the high off that great playoff run, they didn't want to hear or see. This is about Aneka Okongwu, and this news came from Adrian Wojnarowski at ESPN, who had a very late night Woj bomb that announced that Okongwu had surgery to repair a torn right shoulder labrum on Wednesday. Onyeka will miss 6 months. So do the math on that. That will keep him out until probably late January. So after a year where he missed the beginning of his rookie season, recovering from a foot injury that kept him out of offseason last season, training camp, kept him out of exhibition season, and then the beginning of the last season. He's going to miss pretty much everything again. They were going to have him play summer training camp, no exhibition season, and then if the math is right, he'll miss 3+ months of the regular season. And if all goes well with the recovery and the rehab, it's a major bummer. It's a bummer for him. It's a bummer for the Hawks, who dealt with a full season of injuries that are already starting to look ahead. Okongwu made some huge strides down the stretch. He was a really big factor in the playoffs, and now he's going to have to play catch-up again. It also hurts the Hawks because, I mean, he was your backup center, and there is really no answer on the roster unless you're going to play John Collins there at times, which they can. Bruno Fernando is not going to handle those minutes, so I wonder if that'll affect what Travis Schlenk does in the offseason. Not specifically the draft, but maybe to find another big body to eat some of those minutes. The other part of it is Capella gets banged up. Now you start chopping away at the numbers. So you just hope for the best with Okongwu. As I said, he got better and better as the season went along. That's a bummer for him, bummer for the Hawks, and a bummer for Hawks fans to see about their young center. If you guys would, hit that subscribe button or follow, and you can get this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite podcast. And I'll remind you, we're brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. Right there on Main Street, they'll take 10% off your lunch order if you mention this podcast, The Daily 10. 10% off your lunch at The Daily Draft, downtown Woodstock. On Main Street, we're also brought to you by United Bin Cleaning and Pressure Washing. If you want that pressure washer soft wash, 10% off that by mentioning promo code Matt Lanna at UnitedBinCleaning.com. Or, again, you can call Jeff Terry. He's the owner at United Bin Cleaning. Call him directly at 404-889-3355. I'll be on the radio in Atlanta this afternoon. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.